With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House says its mission accomplished at Iran, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
President Trump stated this would be a 4 to 6 week military operation to dismantle the military threat posed by the radical Islamic Iranian regime. Thanks to the unbelievable capabilities of America's war fighters, the United States has achieved and exceeded those core military objectives in just 38 days.
And the Strait of Hormuz does remain a central factor in the ceasefire agreement.
Announcing the two-week pause in military strikes, President Trump called for the complete, immediate, and safe opening of the crucial waterway. Iran said passage through the strait would be allowed for the next 2 weeks under the control of its military. Iran described the ceasefire as a humiliating retreat by Donald Trump, while the White House claimed the president and a powerful U.S. military got Iran to agree.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clarkson. Israel says a ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran, and Israel and Iran, does not include their war against Hezbollah terrorists.
Pakistan had said that Israel was going to immediately stop its attacks against Hezbollah and Lebanon, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while saying that he would honor the ceasefire with Iran, said that Israel's war against Hezbollah would continue. That's a major sticking point.
That is correspondent John Gambrill reporting. Once the Strait of Hormuz is officially open, economist Steve Moore says he expects to see gas prices drop quickly.
We're going to see the gas price. It will go down nationally back down to, you know, $3.50 to $3 a gallon.
Moore, with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. And oil prices down about $18 a barrel. Internationally, that has sent stock prices higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow is up 1,195 points. NASDAQ up by 583. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on its way to Lebanon.
The giant Christian relief group is helping people displaced by fighting between the resident Muslim terrorist group Hezbollah and the Israeli army. Samaritan's Purse reports delivering over 50 tons of relief supplies to Beirut, including medicine, tents, solar power lights, blankets, and hygiene kits. After the U.S. and Israel opened their offensive against Iran, Hezbollah launched attacks into Israel from Lebanon, sparking the current fighting. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Education Department says it has terminated Biden-era agreements reached with five school districts and a college aimed at promoting transgenderism. That decision means the Trump administration will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which called for schools to hide students' gender identity from their parents and use their so-called preferred pronouns. The Education Department has issued a statement saying the administration is removing the unnecessary and unlawful burdens. This is SRN News. There's been a guilty plea in a serial killer case that baffled police for years.
Rex Heuermann pleads guilty to murdering eight women in the Gilgo Beach killings. The Long Island architect entered the plea Wednesday in a courtroom packed with his family, victims, relatives, and reporters. Heuermann's decision brings finality to a case that went unsolved for years and spawned true crime documentaries, podcasts, and a Hollywood movie. Authorities say Heuermann killed the women over a 17-year span. Many of them were sex workers whose deaths received little attention until their remains were found buried together along an isolated Long Island beach highway. At Criminal Court on Long Island, I'm Julie Walker.
Someone in Indianapolis doesn't like the idea of data centers. A politician there says somebody fired 13 shots at his front door and left behind a note reading, "No data centers," on his doorstep. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.